This is WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU's University Honors Program presents its Charles Tenney Distinguished Lecture Series this evening, and it features an expert on finance. Adam Carroll wants to make sure that students don't end up broke by the time they leave college. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Jennifer, thanks for having me.
So a lot of college students deal with this. A lot of parents are dealing with college students who deal with this.
Indeed.
You really want to make sure that college students, as they navigate through those years, don't come out with this heavy load of debt that a lot of people are talking about.
That's right. Ultimately, what I want to do is make sure that students are aware of the kind of debt loads that they're undertaking while they're in school. I found that over the past 10 or 12 years, the amount of debt that students have taken on has exploded, and partially because I think a number of students just go about it with sort of a devil-may-care attitude, right? I'm going to make $40,000 or $50,000 a year when I'm out anyway, so what difference does it make how much I borrow today? And my goal is to really help them understand that those numbers, they do need to understand. They need to know it.
That $40,000 or $50,000 doesn't go as far as you think.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
I know when I was in school, we were talking a lot about credit card debt. Mm-hmm. Now it's student loan debt. It's the cost of higher education. Is there an aspect of this that you think students really are unaware of that they really need to pay closer attention to?
Well, I think the ease at which student loans are given out today and young people today in school, realistically, there are not a lot of hoops to jump through, let's put it that way, for them to borrow money for school. And because most young people have not made a lot of financial decisions on their own, at 18, they're sort of thrust into this world where they begin making these decisions. And they have no context about what it takes to pay back tens of thousands of dollars. So to them, it does seem, you know, somewhat innocuous, and this is just what people do. But I feel like we need to better prepare them for making those kinds of decisions down the road.
And you can learn more about that through the Tenney Distinguished Lecture Series, which is tonight at 7:30 at SIU's Student Center Ballroom. You can also go to moneysavvy.com and learn more about Adam Carroll and what he's talking about. So without giving away your entire lecture,
sure,
what are some of the things that you're hoping to get students to be thinking about and really moving towards tonight?
Yeah, well, one of the biggest ones, and I tend to teach in tweetable comments, right, so that students remember it. One of the things I'll talk about is at some point in your life, you have to live like a broke college student. And you'll either do that when you're in college or you'll do it when you're a professional. I was a rich college kid and quickly became a broke professional when I graduated. So I want to talk to students about what does that mean to live on less while you're in school? And understand that these 4 years are not meant to live a very lavish lifestyle. It's meant to subside almost until you get out, and then you can flourish and lifestyle up, as it were.
For the parents that are out there, mm-hmm, how early does this conversation need to start, though? You mentioned that these 18-year-olds are not really ready to make these kinds of financial,
yes,
decisions. So how early should they be talking to their kids?
It's a great question, and one that I've been answering from a number of audience members here over the past few months. I believe that we need to start the conversation with our kids around money as early as 4 or 5. By the time a child is, you know, somewhere between 11 and 13, they should probably know what college costs and what they can expect from their parents in terms of help. But I think we're doing a disservice to young people by not sharing it early enough. And, you know, part of that is I think parents are relying on the school system to teach it. And at this point, it's not a mandatory requirement for graduation from high school, though I think in the next 10 years, it probably will be. Particularly as we look towards the future and what college costs and student loan debt numbers are encroaching upon. But I think as early as possible. And it's part of the reason we encourage the community and parents to show up tonight at 7:30 in the ballroom to hear my talk about this. It's not just for college students. It's just as applicable for high school students, middle school students, and the parents of those kids who may need to know, you know, what kind of conversation to have with their kids right now.
When you talk about living as a broke college student, mm-hmm, you know, people have that idea of, you know, ramen noodles and really living on a really basic level.
Sure.
Is it that dramatic, or are you really talking more about just living within your means?
It is really about living within your means. I think the largest share of the student loan debt that's out there right now, where that becomes prohibitive for someone living the life they always imagined after college, are the little amounts, and I say little, it could be $500, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 a semester that's taken out extra, you know, for those things like an emergency spring break trip or the emergency pizza party on a weekend. It's those amounts that, you know, again, student lenders, the lending agencies will give out extra amounts. It's called a student loan refund check or an excess check. That money really needs to be looked at carefully and thought about from a student's perspective of this $2,000 I'm taking out now, it will be $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000 by the time I pay it back in 20 years.
Sure. And you can learn more from Adam Carroll, a financial literacy expert. He's a part of the Charles Tenney Distinguished Lecture Series through the University Honors Program at SIU. He's speaking this evening at 7:30 in the Student Center Ballrooms. More information at 318-3103. And again, it's through the University Honors Program at SIU Carbondale. How much of this, Adam, is changing a societal norm versus what many are calling for, which is regulatory reforms on student debt?
You know, it's a big issue. I think we've had this conversation among high school administrators for a number of years where there is no incentive for high schools today to say, well, 75% of our students go to a four-year degree, you know, 10 or 15% go to a two-year degree. We don't know what the other 10% do. They want to push everyone to a four-year program. And while I am a big believer in education, I'm very pro-education, I'm anti-debt in that realm, but I think that's easier said than done. And so societally, we have to get back to maybe questioning, does every 18-year-old need to go right to school and borrow the maximum amount? Or would it make sense to go to a two-year program, to be an apprentice for a year or two, to work, save money, and then eventually you know, approach college in that direction?
All those questions and information and much more tonight, 7:30 at the SIU Student Center Ballroom. Adam, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Jennifer, thanks for having me.